Hello everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today we're starting a new What Is section, our second to the last.
Oh my
word. What is section?
Can you believe it? Second to the last. Just looking at my book, it's just amazing that we've done all these workbook lessons this year.
And it has been a wonderful year indeed.
Oh, it has been a wonderful year. One of my best, I'd have to say.
I'd have to agree with that.
Yeah, one of my best. Well, I'm learning a lot just in life and the course, just thinking about, you know, what we learn in the course. And it just stays with me, you know, what we talk about here and what we're learning. So today we get to start with what is a miracle?
Yes.
And you're going to start us out.
What is a miracle? Again, I find it just like, oh, it's called A Course in Miracles, but we don't find out really what is a miracle until lesson 341.
Well, if you're also a text reader,
you do get it pretty quickly.
Right at the very beginning.
Yeah, and the principles of miracles. Mm-hmm. But it's still, what is a miracle? I'd love to know. And now we're all going to find out together.
Yes, we are.
What is a miracle? A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. It undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception nor exceed the function of forgiveness. Thus, it stays within time's limits. Yet it paves the way for the return of timelessness and love's awakening, for fear must slip away under the gentle remedy it gives.
A miracle contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one, and thus it illustrates the law of truth the world does not obey, because it fails entirely to understand its ways. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before, and thus it ends the strange distortions that were manifest. Now is perception open to the truth. Now is forgiveness seen as justified.
Forgiveness is the home of miracles. The eyes of Christ deliver them to all they look upon in mercy and in love. Perception stands corrected in his sight, and what was meant to curse has come to bless. Each lily of forgiveness offers all the world the silent miracle of love, and each is laid before the Word of God upon the universal altar to Creator and creation, in light of perfect purity and endless peace.
The miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. Yet faith will bring its witnesses to show that what it rested on is really there. And thus, the miracle will justify your faith in it and show it rested on a world more real than what you saw before, a world redeemed from what you thought you saw.
Miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. Now they have water. Now the world is green. And everywhere the signs of life spring up to show that what is born can never die, for what has life has immortality. What is a miracle?
Lesson 341. I can attack but my own sinlessness, and it is only that which keeps me safe. And here's our prayer. It starts out with our prayer. Father, your Son is holy. I am he on whom you smile in love and tenderness, so deep and dear and still. The universe smiles back on you and shares your holiness. How pure, how safe, how sacred then are we, abiding in your smile, with all your love bestowed upon us, living one with you in brotherhood and fatherhood complete. in sinlessness so perfect that the Lord of sinlessness conceives us as his Son, a universe of thought completing him.
Let us not then attack our sinlessness, for it contains the Word of God to us, and in its kind reflection we are saved. Lesson 341, I can attack but my own sinlessness, and it is only that which keeps me safe. I think it's a little asterisk. I would want to clarify that. So I can attack, we'll change our but to only while we're doing this, huh? I can attack only my own sinlessness, and it is only my own sinlessness which keeps me safe.
Yeah, I think it was really good that you did that. Yeah, yeah. I love this prayer.
Do you want to read it for us again?
Well, yes, I would love to. And what we've tried to do in the podcast, because the podcast has also been kind of a little evolution of learning how to make a podcast and learning how we wanted the flow of our podcast to be. And one thing that I've learned is to keep it fresh, like not pre-look at things, and you've done the same things. Because if we looked at it too much before, then it wasn't how we had thought we wanted it to be. So we really wanted it to just be two gals getting together discussing A Course in Miracles.
Yeah. Very spontaneous.
Yeah. And not some,
scripted
right
thing.
Yeah. So it's not scripted. And we've gotten to where we just sit down and we read the lesson for the day, which we kind of got to pretty early on. But that's what I've loved about that is each day kind of depends on where I'm coming from, I've noticed. So like if I'm coming from this really peaceful place that finally in my life I'm finding, like it's taken 6 decades, but finally I'm finding that peaceful place inside that is peaceful, that is calm, that is like a deep breath. So I'm finally getting there. And so when I reach a lesson like this, I can attack only my own sinlessness. And it is only my own sinlessness that keeps me safe. I always kind of go into this place of like, thank God I got to live long enough that I could understand that I actually am sinless. That I actually was created as the extension of love. That I'm not this evil person that typically religion tries to tell me that I am. That was my interpretation of it. And another person can be very comforted by religion. I'm one person who kind of took it all really, really seriously and wasn't comforted by it. But then when I read this prayer, like the last part that's not, I guess the prayer, yes, but then let us not then attack our sinlessness, which I mean, I did for 6 decades, for it contains the Word of God. And remember the Word of God in A Course in Miracles, my Son is pure and holy as myself. So it is just another reminder. The Word of God means you're the extension of love. You're the extension of love. Doesn't mean anything more than that. And in its kind reflection, we are saved. Not saved because we're so awful, but saved because we're actually recognizing who we truly are, which is huge because, so much of, I said religion, but it could be not even religion. So many of the messages in life that we get are that we're not okay just the way we are. I was talking with a friend. This particular friend is just like always having people over and making a meal for this person. And, it's a holiday and the filling up the house. And that's what I always thought I was supposed to do. And the older I get, I realize not only was I not supposed to do that. I didn't really even want to do that, but I didn't really realize it because I was just going by society and culture and my own things inside of me, like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. And so now at this point in my life, it's like, oh, I actually just like quiet holidays. I actually like less. I actually like alone time. And that's what fills me up, you know, but just recognizing that we don't have to be, and I'm just using that as an example, is like society tells us what's good. Society tells us what is, you know, appropriate behavior. So then if we don't fall into this very little narrow spectrum, then there's something wrong with us. And I want us as Course in Miracles to really get there's nothing wrong with us. We are not inherently evil. We were not born in sin. We're actually the extension of love. We're actually the extension of our Creator that is only love. And if we all could come from that space, you know, so then if you meet someone and their skin color is different than you, it makes no difference. We're all love. If we meet someone and their socioeconomic level is different than ours, makes no difference. We're all love. If heaven forbid we meet someone who's gay or transgender, we're all love. And we have like a movement in the United States that is really trying to demonize the GLBTQ community. And that is just so not loving. And they're doing it under the guise of religion. Shame on them. Shame on them. That is not what Jesus taught. That is not what any true leader of love has ever taught. And now it's in vogue to just be hateful. And what we're learning in this lesson 341, there is not one creature of God that is sinful. Not one. And we have to get to this stage where we see one another as perfect, whole, and complete. And so then our prayer is, Father, your Son is holy. It does not say, Father, your Son is holy as long as he's not gay. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say, Father, your Son is holy as long as he's not trying to whatever the what's in vogue not to like. You know, as long as he's not for women's equality. It doesn't say that. Doesn't say any of that. I am he on whom you smile in love and tenderness, so deep and dear and still, the universe smiles back on you. You is our Creator and shares your holiness. How pure, how safe, how sacred then are we? The aspects of the sonship. And it doesn't say as long as we're making $500,000 a year or we came from a different country. Abiding in your smile, in all your love bestowed upon us, living one with you in brotherhood and fatherhood complete, in sinlessness so perfect that the Lord of sinlessness conceives us as his son. A universe of thought completing him. I mean, I'm so comforted by that prayer and what this lesson is teaching us. And I really want us as Course students to start, like, let's take this seriously. We're learning to see as God sees. And that means no division. That means not being unloving. That means being kind, not calling people names, whether it's a politician calling people names or if you call your mom a name. That is not kind. That is not loving. And it has no place in the sonship. It has no place in the sonship.
It really doesn't. And that's why in chapter 6 of the text, we get this line, teach only love, for that is what you are. I'll say that again. Teach only love, for that is what you are. And bringing this back to the structure of A Course in Miracles, we have a text, we have a workbook, and then we have a manual for teachers. Some people think that the manual for teachers is, oh, if you want to have a study group. Oh, if you really want to dive more deeply. The manual for teachers is actually for every student of A Course in Miracles. Like, that needs to be a part of our practice as much as the text or the workbook. It's not some extraneous thing like, oh, this is the bonus episode. This is the bonus material. Here's the extra credit. Because, so if we say, teach only love, for that is what you are, we kind of need to know what we're teaching here. And teach is not like go out and teach.
Or proselytize.
It's go out and live. And that's how you teach. You teach by doing. You teach by living. And there is a section within the manual for teachers, which is the characteristics of God's teachers. Now, I'm just going to read off what the characteristics are. I encourage everyone to go read this. If you have a copy of A Course in Miracles, if you don't, get on Google, Google a copy of A Course in Miracles and read through this. So here are the characteristics of God's teachers.
I want to just give a little plug for the creators of the CE edition that we use. They just released a free app that has the entire course on it.
Very nice. So, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So there's no, you don't have to go buy this book. You just, it's the CE edition app. It's free and it's very complete. And that's where you could read Course in Miracles.
Perfect. I thank you for sharing that. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh. So now yeah. I got something new too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go download that when
mm-hmm.
we're done here.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the characteristics of God's teachers as part 4 of the manual for teachers? There's 10 of them. We have trust, honesty, tolerance, gentleness, joy, defenselessness, generosity, patience, faithfulness, and open-mindedness. Now, those are the characteristics, and they all rest on that very first one, trust. Trust is the key to every other characteristic. Without trust, you can't be honest. Without trust, you can't have joy. Without trust, you can't be defenseless, open-minded, faithful. You can't be gentle or tolerant. And that's what I see a lot of in the spiritual community. It doesn't matter if you say, well, I'm spiritual, but not religious. I don't care. If you're believing some kind of divineness in the world, you're part of the spiritual community. What I recognize in a lot of the spiritual community is there is no trust at all. And that's where a lot of this not love that you're bringing up rests on. No one's trusting God. If you don't trust God, you got to be scared of every little thing, including your shadow.
And anything that seems different than you in form, right?
Yeah.
You just panic.
You panic because it all falls back on because you don't trust God. You don't trust God at all. And remember our line from A Course in Miracles, those who live in fear are apt to be vicious.
And we see that.
Yeah. And we see that. So if you're living in fear, and if those who live in fear are apt to be vicious, but you're living in fear because you don't trust God, then this is how a world that plays out like this.
We forget Proverbs 3:5-6, you know, and the people that in our country, you know, if you're listening to this and you're not in the United States, it might be different, but in our country, it seems to be that the people that are the most quote unquote religious are the most hateful. You see that time and time and time again.
And the most fearful.
But not everyone. I mean,
right.
I have
no blanket statements.
No,
here.
Yeah, but it seems like the particular folks that are spewing a lot of hate happen to be proclaimed to be quite religious.
Right.
But they're forgetting Proverbs 3, 5. I think it's 5 and 6. I have it memorized. I've had this in my mind for decades, since I was little. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. And the He, we've got to remember, the He is only love. So He's not going to call you to just be hating on someone. He's not going to be call on you to make like little kids that happen to be gay or transgender feel badly about themselves, so badly about themselves that they kill themselves. He's not going to do that. And that fear, the fear that we see, and it's I'm using GLBTQ community now, but it's in all the different ways we see folks. And then
it's race, ethnicity.
Yeah, then we just go into hate. And it seems to be the people that proclaim to be the most religious. They'll put Jesus's name around it. And we've got to stop. We've got to stop, because our Creator is only love, and so are we. We're only love. So we got to let the hate go. And that's what this lesson is telling us. Let the hate go.
And actually, it's also what is a miracle is about that.
Yes, we're going to get to that tomorrow.
So remember, a miracle, just as a quick closing, is an expression of love that changes our perception from error to truth. That an expression of love, a physical universe, either act or thought or spoken word, that hits us so deeply in our core that the love can't be confused for anything else.
Yes. And I'm excited to, over the next 9 days now, to dive into what is a miracle. So have a wonderful day today. Really feeling into the love that you are.
Mm-hmm.
Practicing lesson 341 and feeling the love that you are.
And trust that that's true.
Yeah, that's the most important part. Trust that it's true. I'm so glad you brought us to the Manual for Teachers. See you tomorrow.
See you then.